This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Justin Termini's back from NBA Radio on Sirius XM to talk pro rack. How you doing, Justin? Everything good?
Yeah, hanging in there, Scotty. How about yourself?
My man. Everything's good. I can't complain. So, first thing I want to ask you about is that I heard tonight that, you know, this Trevor Ariza talk about the Lakers, right? But that the Suns don't want Caldwell Pope. And so now it's gotten to a third team type of a deal. Do you think this thing's going to come to fruition or fall apart?
Yeah, I mean, the thing with the Lakers, I'm not sure they even necessarily need them. I mean, their defense has been great since the 4-6 start, third best defense in the NBA. But where are you going to play this guy? Because you're not going to play him at the forward position ahead of LeBron, obviously. You got Ingram, you got Kuzma, who are better players than him overall, and you want to develop them. And also, I think from a Phoenix perspective, you got to make sure that you're getting something back in return for Trevor Ariza, because you can't be the farm system for the Lakers. That's their big rival. They already gave him Tyson Chandler, so you got to make sure you get something. You can't just hand him to the Lakers like you did with Tyson Chandler.
I agree with you. I have to say, though, that I think the guy can flat out shoot the rock. I think that one of the big reasons that Houston has fallen on hard times was because they decided to get rid of him.
No, I agree with that, and I killed Daryl Morey for his offseason. I thought it was horrific. Why do you break up a team that came a Chris Paul injury away from beating arguably the greatest team of all time? I think that's one of the issues with Houston, and then you've got to look at the leadership of Chris Paul and James Harden, who didn't come back, I guess, in shape. I've talked to some former NBA players that think that they came in a little bit entitled. Chris Paul, his teams have always lacked a little bit of leadership, and then James Harden is putting up great offensive numbers, but if you watch these games, you really got to take him with a grain of salt because he's not busting his ass to get back on defense. So I think that's their issue, but certainly the Ariza loss hurts them a lot as well.
Justin Termini, what is going on in Chicago? We were talking about Boylan earlier on the show, just what's going on with the players revolting and filing with the Players Association and threatening to walk out on this guy because he's allegedly having these grueling training camp type practices. What's going on in Chicago?
Well, I mean, we talked to Charles Barkley today. He hopped on the show with Eddie Johnson and myself on Sirius XM, and he brought up the point, who do they have on their team? Do they have Magic Johnson on their team? Do they have Larry Bird on their team? Bill Wright? Like, who on that team is worthy of walking out? You lose by 56 points. Then you got the ego the next day to say that I'm not working, and it becomes even more embarrassing when you hear Barkley talk about it and chastise these guys. I was just watching Isaiah Thomas and Kevin McHale, and McHale made a good point. He's talking about the practices they used to do back in Boston, where Bill Fitch would make Larry Bird, they'd make Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish, Dennis John, Nate Tiney, these guys practice on back-to-back days and run grueling practices. They didn't want to do it. That's not five or six Hall of Famers, as Mikael Poyer, All-Stars. That's five or six Hall of Famers. Chicago doesn't even have an All-Star on that team. So that's embarrassing what they've done. And I think that they're probably humiliated now when they hear a lot of these former players just chastising and taking the side of Jim Boylan.
Here's a story for you about Bill Fitch that you brought him up. Was great. So, do you remember when he coached the Nets?
Yes.
Okay, so my buddy was – have you ever heard of Blackjack Ryan, the street ball player from New York City? Have you heard?
No, I have not.
Okay, so Google him and watch the Jackie Ryan story. This kid played at high school in New York City, and he scored 30 a clip. He went to Ohio to play basketball and failed out, drank his way out, partied his way out. But the guy ended up playing at about four or five colleges. The kid is the best white street ball player you ever seen in your life. So to make a long story a little longer, they finally gave him an audition, and it was Bill Fitch. And this guy, and I think at the time Carlisle was his assistant coach for the Nets. And so this guy, Jackie Ryan, he's a Brooklyn boy, and he would ride his bicycle to the training camp with like his clothes in a bag, and he would ride his bike to the training camp, and he was the last cut by Fitch. And he tried out once, and he made it to the last day, and then they had to cut him. But Fitch said it was amazing watching the kid play, and that he had no real coaching. He was just a rogue, renegade player. But he made it. I played ball with a guy a million times. You never see anything like it. The guy can shoot like no one I've ever. The only person I've seen shoot better than him, I swear to God, is Larry Bird. But honestly, and Mafia will back me up on this. Mafia, have you ever seen anybody shoot better than that kid? Honestly.
That is
awesome. I mean, as a shooter.
It's great.
So anyway, that's a Bill Fitch story for you. So tell me this, Justin. The Boogie Cousins is now G League trying, to get in shape. Obviously, they've sent him to the G League. How far off do you think he is from playing?
Well, I mean, I think you got to be safe with him. So, I mean, here's a guy that averaged 25 and 12. They have no need for him right now. They just got the arguably the best player in the sport back in Steph Curry. They're 3-1 in their last four games. They're going to finish with the best record in the Western Conference. So they might as well take their time with him. They just need him for the postseason. As a matter of fact, what do they need him for? Maybe the Western Conference Finals, maybe the NBA Finals. They really don't even need him. So I think they're just going to be careful with him and make sure that he's 100% before they put – they probably won't even push him until the playoffs or April just to make sure that he's in tune for the postseason. So I don't think they're going to rush him.
Do you think that they are unequivocally still the best and sharpest team? Because they don't look to me like the team that won the two previous. I know they're still great, don't get me wrong, but they are not the same team, and they don't look like the same team to me, and they have had their problems. I think they're like going through the motions a little bit.
Yeah, they weren't at the beginning of the season, and the problem that they were going through was just the injury to Steph Curry. I mean, he missed 11 games. They went 5-6 because Kevin Durant puts up big numbers, but Kevin Durant's not a guy that understands how to lead and how to win, and they're a completely different team when Curry's off the floor. Now that Curry has come back, they've rolled. I mean, they lost the first game in which Curry was back because he's got to get his groove a little bit, but then since then, he's gone back to being maybe the best player in the sport. He's like third in scoring over the course of the last week. It didn't take him any time to get into his groove. They've got Draymond coming back here later tonight. So when Draymond's on the floor and when Curry's on the floor, I think they're still easily the best team in the NBA. If you're asking Durant to be the best player on that team and lead the way, then you're going to struggle maybe a little bit.
What do you think of the last game here with Wade and LeBron together? And are you in favor or against these guys having these like farewell tour seasons?
Well, I have no issue with guys having a farewell tour season. If it's Kobe Bryant, if it's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar that did it, if it's LeBron James someday. Dwayne Wade, I mean, that doesn't even register on my radar because Wade, I think, is a great player now. Like, we remember Wade. We're watching him play right now. But in 50 years, I'm going to be talking about Dwayne Wade. He's not Kareem. He's not Larry Bird. He's not Jerry West. That's another thing that makes me sick is now I got to hear, Mark Jackson and, Greg Anthony said it the other day, and a lot of these analysts will say, oh, he's the third best two guard in the history of the sport. Only Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant are better. No, Jerry West is far better than Dwayne Wade is, so I don't want to hear that. But Dwayne Wade's not a guy. He's a very good player. He's a great talent, but he's not a historical talent. Nobody's talking about Dwayne Wade in 50 years, 100 years, other than the fact that he played next to LeBron James on some of those championship teams. So this doesn't register me at all. Dwayne Wade's farewell tour and tonight's game is just another game to me.
Wow, strong stuff. Justin Termini, what a serious XM NBA radio. So do you do the show in New York or do you do it somewhere else? Because do you know my boy Shep over there?
Shep? No, I do not. I do not know Shep. Maybe is that his full name?
Well, his name's David Shepard, but he's my old producer for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Now I do. Yeah,
and
he started there.
Yeah, he runs the board or whatever for NBA Radio now. He's a great kid. And he worked with me at Howard Stern there for a number of years. And then he worked here at CBS Sports Radio for a long time. And then he became like a school teacher in Memphis. And then he came back to New York and he's doing radio again. He still wants to be a teacher, but he loves the NBA, loves Rack. Let me ask
I actually got into a long conversation with him maybe a year ago before he started working with us, where I was at some type of event and I saw him out of the establishment, and we talked for about an hour about how he used to produce for you, loves the NBA, and yeah, he really knows his stuff, and now he's working for
him. He's got handle, too. I mean, I play with him every once in a while. The kid played college basketball, believe it or not. He's a nice little point guard. Very fast, and he's got a great handle with the ball. Can't shoot for anything, but he can definitely make plays, and he's faster than a lightning bolt. And that's all you need. If you're a great guard and you can pass and you can haul ass, you can be a great basketball player. You don't have to be a good shooter. So let me ask you this question. How good can the Thunder be? Could they be the team that makes it to the Western Final, Justin?
Yeah, I mean, I think they could, and I would love to see that because you got the bad blood with Golden State, so I think that would make – I mean, the last couple of years when Oklahoma City was playing Golden State and they stunk, those games still were filled with a lot of vitriol. But this year, their defense is just epic. I mean, their defense is the best in the NBA. They don't even have Andre Roberson back, so when Roberson comes back, he's one of the best defenders in the league. You put him side-by-side with Paul George on the perimeter. You got Steven Adams in the back there playing defense. Dennis Schroeder's been a great pickup in the offseason as a sixth man. And Russell Westbrook really hasn't even hit his stride yet. He was horrible tonight. Westbrook was, and they still won easily. I think that they are the second-best team in the West right now, yes.
Yeah, do you think they could beat – I got 1 minute, respectfully. Can they beat the Nuggets? Because I think that's pretty much where it's headed. It's Denver, and believe it or not, I like the Clippers. And, the Lakers are in it, too. But do you think the Thunder could beat the Nuggets?
Yeah, I mean, I do. Plus, they're dealing with some injuries right now with Millsap out 4 to 6 weeks. You got Gary Harris out. Will Barton's still out. And they're a little fickle just because of the inconsistency of Jokic. He's a phenomenal player, but he's a little inconsistent. I think OKC's a little bit more consistent, so I'd give him the edge.
All right. Hey, always great having you on, Justin. Way to bang the boards. Love it. I'll catch up with you real soon. We'll get you back on, brother.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
All right, my man, Justin Termini of SiriusXM NFL Radio, or NBA, excuse me.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.